April 25, 1946, and for the first time since 1941, Vivian Bullwinkle is able to commemorate Anzac Day outside of Japanese captivity. In February 1942, Vivian Bullwinkle was stationed as a military nurse in Singapore. However, with the Japanese rapidly advancing, the order came for all nurses to evacuate, and three ships were hastily refitted as hospital craft for the perilous journey to Jakarta. On February 12, the final ship to sail is the vastly overcrowded Vina Brook. Along with Vivian Bullwinkle, 64 other nurses are on board. On February 14, the Vina Brook was attacked in the Banker Strait and sunk within half an hour. Of those who survived the bombing, many were mowed down in the water by machine gun fire, and many more were drowned in the wreck. One group of survivors, which included Vivian Bullwinkle and 22 other nurses, washed ashore Banker Island after up to 65 hours in the water. On the 16th of February, they surrendered to Japanese soldiers, and the men were promptly marched off. Their captors returned sometime later, cleaning their rifles and bayonets in front of the horrified women, who were then ordered to walk into the sea. Facing the ocean's wide horizon, waves lapping against their thighs, they were machine gunned down. Although shot, Vivian feigned death long enough for the soldiers to move on. Hiding in the undergrowth, she happened upon a badly wounded British soldier who she set to nurse as best she could. Despite a growing knowledge of the futility of the situation, 12 days later, Vivian took the immense risk of surrendering herself and the soldier to the Japanese, careful to hide her own wound in the hope of aid. Vivian, despite a further 3.5 years as a prisoner of war, remained the sole survivor of the Banker Island massacre, and only one of the 25 of the original 65 nurses who set out from Singapore to survive the war. Lest we forget.